Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hello once again, everybody. Welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki alongside Don Bailey Jr. and, of course, University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. This week, the Hurricanes will go on the road to face the Pitt Panthers, the 43rd meeting between Miami and Pittsburgh. And that game is going to be significant, and we'll talk about that coming up momentarily. But first, Coach, you went into Blacksburg. A very emotional day for those in Blacksburg at Virginia Tech. A rivalry game, and you led that one wire to wire. I never felt like the game was in jeopardy. How pleased were you with your team's win?
You know what? It was good to see us take control of the game early and maintain control. A couple things certainly you want to get better at and improve upon, but all in all, I think it's an awesome place to play, first and foremost. And it's good to go up there. I hadn't been up there in a long, long time. And again, most important thing, taking care of business and then coming back home and getting prepared to go on to the next one.
Coach, you mentioned it right after the game. 8 possessions is all the University of Miami had offensively, and you scored on 6 out of 8. Pretty good day.
No doubt. It was a weird game in that manner, mm-hmm. where 8 possession is a really low possession game, kind of like an NFL game, so to speak. But and the 2 possessions we didn't score on, really, we stopped ourselves. We had an errant snap, thinking that we had heard cadence. And another one, I believe it was, we had 2 penalties that set us back, at least 1 penalty. But all in all, a very efficient day. We're starting to really catch our rhythm now, offensively, and which helps us play more complementary football.
For 57 minutes, they had only 10 points. Again, you go into the game holding opponents to 14 points per game. They had only 10. They did not reach their average, so you held them down.
Yeah, the defense, again, you know, they got us to a couple run schemes, you know, with angles, with leverage, with numbers at times. And sometimes it might have been a misfit or, again, just having leverage, establishing leverage on a play. But all in all, when you could hold opponents under 20 points in college football, that's a really, really good day. And even on not our best day on defense, you hold someone to 17 points, you've got to feel good about getting back home and making those corrections and getting on edge to improve.
Coach, once again, you're relying on a lot of freshmen. You had Pringle in the ball game, Upshaw, and then, of course, Tony, and then some guys, obviously, on the defensive side. But how much have they grown in the last month, so to speak, to be able to participate at such a high level?
Yeah, November's been really good for those guys. They had to dive in there during that home stretch, right, of the regular season and play in some really important games and some really significant downs. And just as importantly, they've made plays. They haven't just been a guy that's been plugged in. They haven't just existed. They have made plays when their numbers have been called. So that's growth. That's development. That's exciting for the now. That's exciting for the future. So let's just keep getting better.
The freshmen have provided some flash, but you have some veterans that have been anchors. One of them, Carson Beck. His last 3 games, Coach, he's completing 79% of his passes, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions, 858 yards in 3 games.
Yeah, and again, another guy he's hitting, you know, his rhythm. He's in stride now. He, what can you say? The guy he works his butt off. He's all about winning. He's all about making a positive impact with it, along with his teammates. And it's great to see again at this time of year that things are really starting to click for the offense. And now we have an unbelievable opportunity on Saturday. So let's have a great week of practice and preparation.
Coach, I want to bring up the long snapper for Miami, Adam Booker, and his coverage skills and the fact that since, except for one example there in the season, he's been right on point, but he has really done a great job in coverage as well.
He's an athlete. You know, he's not just a specialist, he's an athlete. And when you have a guy that can snap as well as he snaps and get down there, because he's built like a linebacker, to be as physical as he is and as fast as he is, it's a weapon. I mean, it really changes your ability to cover kicks. And, you know, we used a timeout at the end of the third quarter because we wanted to punt the ball and flip the field with the wind. And that was a strong wind. And, you know, when you have the wind in your back, that's a plus, but you have to be able to cover it well. He's a big reason why we're able to cover that and flip the field.
Between catching the ball, throwing the ball, running the ball, Malachi, I think, touched it 15 times, maybe 16 times. What kind of pressure is that now putting on the defense? Because this is about 2 or 3 weeks in a row, maybe more, where he's getting the touches and bunches in a variety of ways.
Well, I mean, the ball, you know, the ball finds him a lot too. I mean, it's part of what we're doing systematically. And sometimes, of course, there's some stuff designed for a guy like him, but we have stuff designed for Keelan. We have stuff designed for CJ and for Dalen and for Josh and for JoJo, all those guys. So in the tight end, you saw Lofton come up big in the game. Alex had a shot, you know, like to get that one back, and he'll get that ball, you know, pull that down. So I think the fact that he attracts a lot of attention bodes well for us because other guys are making plays too, and now it makes us that much more difficult to stop.
Coach, the offensive line did a great job protecting Beck. No sacks on the day, but I want to bring up two guys, your guards, Cooper and McCoy. You hear finish and finish and finish is a big part of football, and especially on the offensive line. Those guys finished on Saturday.
Yes, you know, just overall protection was really good. You know, a penalty or two that, you know, we'd like to have back, you know, just keep working technique or whatnot. And now we want to certainly just continue to increase our finishes in the run game as well to spring some more of those explosive runs. But those guys, they worked their tail off. You know, Coach Mirabal is going to challenge them really, really hard this week. So looking forward to those guys getting up there. And again, that's O-line weather, right, when you've got the opportunity to play in weather like that.
This is probably indicative of the job you've done recruiting. You lost Keontae Scott, one of your nickelbacks or safeties. Lose Jacoby Thomas in the game last week. So you're down two back-end starters. And here's Poyser out there, who recovers a fumble at the end of the game and has 10 tackles during the game and just played a spectacular way. And then, of course, you know, Fitzgerald gets in there also, but Poyser played a hell of a game for you.
Yeah, it does. You know, I think our staff doesn't get enough credit for development. You know, we recruit some good players, but we recruit a lot of under-the-radar players as well that come in, work hard, buy into the system. And it's showing up because, you know, when the month of November started, we were down, you know, six starters plus. And not only starters, but frontline, like, leaders on our team. And that's hard to replace, you know, and that's a difficult situation to be in November. And I think just guys that have been developing, guys that have been working their butts off, when their number was called, they were prepared, they were ready, and a lot of them have excelled. And now as we get a little bit healthier, now you could rotate these guys in there more, and therefore not everybody is overlogged with snaps, and you could have a more efficient, more physical football team.
Reuben Bain, even though he may not be stacking it up every week on the stat sheet, he has an effect almost on every single play. Talk to us about his impact on the defense and how he affects the offense.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, he's got to be the best defensive player in the country. So when he attracts all that attention, it allows all the other guys to make plays as well. And let's call it what it is. A lot of times they don't go that way, you know. And if they're going to drop back and pass, there's a couple guys assigned to him. So again, stats aren't, you know, the only stat that matters is that W. You know, that's all that matters. All the other stuff is for conversations and narratives. No one's playing as good a football as he is.
I don't know if this is going under the radar or not. You mentioned O.J. Frederick has been out, but you've had Lucas, who now is up to 31 tackles. Seems like he's playing really confident. Damari Brown is up to 20-plus tackles, and I think quietly really looks like he's playing well. And then O'Connor's been in there. How about those three guys and the progress they have made, and what is that doing to the opponent's offense that they've got to deal with those three guys on every pass play.
Yeah, it's a, those guys are all, you know, they're all co-starters. They all start together at some point in time or another. And it keeps, you know, it keeps them from having to bear the brunt of 75 plays each and every game. But we do have some nickel and dime packages where they're all on the field at the same time. So the competition between all of them is awesome. I think it's important to note that those guys understand more and more the importance of having multiple high-level players at those positions because you have to keep competition alive to get the best out of everybody. And did some really good things this past game. Some other things we need to correct, you know, we'd like to have back. And that's the best part about it, you know, to be able to just get better after a win, to really focus on improvement and have an opportunity to play in such an important game like we have this Saturday.
Coach, Chase Smith is starting to flash on the defensive side of the football, but let's not forget that he's done a great job on special teams too, so he's a dual-purpose guy.
He's as valuable as anybody on our team. He really is. And, you know, what he went through a couple years ago with that really, really difficult injury to overcome, it is awesome to watch him have the type of success that he is having. He is physical. He is decisive. He's a knockback tackler. He made some really impressive plays on Saturday. Knocked down a ball as well. Almost got himself an interception. Did a really good job on pressure as well. I mean, he's a 245-pound guy. You know, he's not a little guy. And he's long, and he's just a great human being that has come has overcome a lot. So we're all really proud of him and the success he's having.
Coach, we do a little segment of the pregame right before kickoff. Who are we looking for? And I said last week I'm taking Shannon Dawson's mind. And I probably should have said Corey Heatherman's mind as well. Can you talk about how those guys, number one, created an identity for you in camp and at the beginning of the season, and then how they've evolved with their strategy and their creativity here over the last month of the season?
Yeah, it just never stops. I mean, college football is the ultimate world of espionage, right? I mean, people are stealing your signals, which is normal. It's legal. People share information. You know, everybody's trying to get everybody. Therefore, whatever you do and have success with on a given week, you better make sure that you self-scout, evaluate, and find ways to improve upon that. And anything that got you that you didn't do so well, you better fix that too, because it's going to show up again and again until you get it fixed. So that's a never-ending process. I think both sides of the ball and special teams have done a really good job continuing to evolve and complement what we do systematically throughout the course of the year. And they're doing it right now. I mean, by the end of Sunday night, you know, late into the evening, you have a really good display of, okay, got to change this, got to tweak that, got to eye wash this so that you could keep getting better. And credit to those guys for working with their staffs to get that done.
The value of Mark Fletcher and having him back on the field and having him healthy as a player, yes, but also providing leadership.
Without a doubt. I mean, he's a physical presence. He is a vocal presence. And he's a playmaking presence. I mean, although that's not an easy catch he had. I mean, that ball, he's running full speed, pulling away from a flat defender. That ball's coming. I mean, it looks simple. It's not as simple as it is. And ran some tough runs for some tough yards, was physical. And just to see him healthy again. You know, another guy that's been through a lot and a team leader, a difference maker for us. I mean, he is, you can't say enough great things about him. It's awesome to have him back.
Okay, this weekend it's Miami and Pittsburgh from Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh. 43rd meeting between the Canes and the Pitt Panthers. Miami leads the all-time series with 29 wins. This game has lots of implications, another 10-win season for you, perhaps postseason implications. This is fun and this is big, right?
I think everybody knows the value, the importance of a game like this, and therefore even more important to focus on all the processes that lead to winning, right? Don't get caught up in thinking about outcomes and other stuff. Every ounce of focus needs to be on the details of technique, fundamentals, communication, effort, physicality, right? Blocking, tackling, the things that win big time games in November. So we know they have a tremendous roster. They're very well coached and have explosive players everywhere. So we're looking forward to just preparing to the best of our abilities and getting up there.
Coach, their running back, number 25, Turner, he's coming off a 201-yard day.
He did. He couldn't be – they couldn't stop them. I mean, they did such a good job blocking, throwing and catching against Georgia Tech, a team that really had only one loss and was a top 10, top 15 team. And but Pittsburgh has been on that kind of a roll, right, ever since they made a change at quarterback. It seems like – you know, there's so much energy that comes with that. It permeates an entire locker room. And so offensively and defensively, they're just playing at a really high level.
What is it about Mason Heinschel that has ignited Pittsburgh? He's undefeated inside the ACC, 18 years old, got a little bit of a gunslinger. Some people up there might think he looks like Marino, but he certainly has taken them by storm.
Accurate, can extend plays, can improvise, is hard to bring down, can escape, hurt you with his arm, with his feet, understands, I mean, complete control of the offense. Because when you improvise, there's one thing in improvise and just kind of letting it fly. Another thing is extending a play, knowing who's going to be where, and getting the ball to those particular receivers. So he does that at a really high level. He's tough because he's taking hits and he just keeps coming. Just a guy, you know, a lot like Malachi Toney, a guy beyond his years, you know, in the way that he plays and approaches the game.
Coach, the Pitt defense is the Pitt defense. They bring it from every angle and are relentless in pass rush, and they're looking for just pure disruption.
They do a great job at the line of scrimmage. You know, they lead, I don't know how many different categories across the country, particularly tackles for loss, ball disruption, forcing turnovers, pick sixes. They get there fast. They get there with the right disposition, right? They have a system that they are really locked into. They understand their system really well. They leverage the ball well. Block destruction is obviously something they teach at a high level. They get off blocks and rally to the football. They swarm. Really impressive.
They this is a defense that Pat Narduzzi and Randy Bates been playing for a long time, right? They want to. They're going to put a bunch of guys around the line of scrimmage, strangle the run game as much as they can, and challenge you to beat them on the outside, right?
I mean, a quarter's base, but they'll get in post safety when they bring their pressures, and they'll play some post safety as well. But they're a quarter's base team, and you know they stay in one personnel group for the most part on defense. But man, they bring it, and they disguise it really well. It all looks the same, but at the start, but it ends differently. And I think those are the best defenses, right? When the picture changes in a split second, and your quarterbacks, your running backs, your linemen, your perimeter blockers, they have to make post-snap decisions in a split second. Those are the hardest teams to prepare for, and certainly that's the challenge that we face this week.
And Coach, it's November. This is a playoff game. This is the mindset. It's a playoff, college football playoff game for the University of Miami and for Pitt. They have as much at stake in this game as Miami does.
No doubt. Really exciting time, you know, in college football and for the University of Miami, and certainly again a noon kickoff as well, and against a great team. We're really excited. We just want to continue getting back to work and preparing to the best of our ability.
They say these linebackers that Narduzzi has might be the best linebackers he's ever had.
Yeah. And I could see why they would say that, because they don't miss. They get everybody on the ground. You know, you don't see any false steps. You don't see. They get off of blocks really quickly. They disrupt blocks. They're just as effective in pass coverage as well. I mean, you saw the pick six a few weeks back against Louisville. You see the way that they have forced turnovers, guys getting wrapped up, second man in, rip the ball out, return it for a long ways. But the way that they tackle, you know, linebackers, we always look on when we're watching film to see if a guy's a knockback tackler, right? To see if a guy could strike a ball carrier and send them backwards, right? And that's what they have. Those guys are really, they have a really good tackling system, and it shows up on film.
Explosive plays, they have it both defensively and offensively. They try and create monster plays on both sides of the ball.
And they have, and they've done it effectively the entire season. And, you know, plays like that, they certainly, they ignite, right, a team. So they feed off each other. They play really good complementary football.
Coach, everybody knows how big this game is, but we'll start with this. It's an opportunity, number one, to get to 10 wins. I think in college football, we've said this a million times, when your program starts stacking up 10-win seasons, you're probably at the end of the season playing for something. We'll see how that, where the chips fall. But maybe the importance of just getting to 10 wins for your program, the way you've been building this thing, I think that'd probably be fairly significant.
All that matters is 1-0. That's all we're focused on, getting prepared and making sure we do everything possible to be 1-0 at 3:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Coach, you look at this game and you analyze it, and you look back in September and you think, well, Pitt is at the end of the year. Now it's here, and I've noticed the difference this week in practice about how the guys realize, some guys, this will be a final game for Miami, meaning a player. Hey, after this game, not talking about the postseason, but regular season, this is a very important game.
Yeah, we don't look at things in final games or because it's not our last game. We don't think of scenarios. There's only one scenario we think about, and that's finding a way to be 1-0. That's all we think about. That's all we talk about, and that's all that's important. I think thinking about anything else is wasting time. You know, it's all about at this time of year, teams that take care of business, everything else takes care of itself. Both teams are fighting for the same thing on an awesome setting on an awesome Saturday afternoon. So that's what we're really fired up about.
I think if you look back at your team over the last, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 weeks, maybe this is a testament to your culture. There's been some adversity in games. There's been adversity with injuries. There's been adversity just with trying to get from play to play because some of the games, for specific reasons, have been choppy. But it seems like no matter what has been tossed at your team, you continue to find a way forward.
The culture is a real thing here. And it's something that you work on every single day, and it's through actions, right? Through being men of action and handling business and handling whatever does come your way and never relying on trying to make an excuse for lack of excellence at a certain aspect of our game, of our processes or whatnot. So that's the right kind of mindset. You remember, at the end of the day, it's besides grooming great football players, we want to groom great men of action, right? That are exactly what you want wearing a U as they leave the University of Miami one day. And right now, they know they have a very special group in that locker room. They want to do the absolute best by each other. They recognize the opportunity that they have created for themselves, and they can't wait to get in over there and play ball.
Coach, Justin Scott has just really blossomed, I would say, the last 3 or 4 football games. And you look at him and his development. What are some of the reasons that he has been able to make that jump?
Repetition, work, the continually getting thrown into the fire of double teams, back blocks, right? Deuce blocks, right? Reach blocks, just seeing it again and again and again, and then trusting that over time, you're going to get it all of a sudden, right? It's an oxymoron, but that's the way it works for those guys. When it clicks, it clicks. And then they can play fast. And the way that Coach Heatherman calls it, those guys are there. It allows them to play really, really fast. You just have to trust the call, trust the technique, and then go. And he's been doing that, and every single week he's getting better.
Next to him is Moat. It seems like it's clicking for him, too. He had 5 tackles against Virginia Tech.
Good to have him back. I mean, we missed him for a few weeks. Last week he started playing against some, played about 13, 14 snaps, played more snaps this week. So we're looking forward to hopefully by this weekend we'll have a full speed Ahmad Moten again.
Let's not forget Armando Blunt. He is you've put him every spot along the line.
Love Armando Blunt, man. He does it everywhere. Wherever you put him, he just goes insane motor. Fun to be around. I mean, really, just brings a great attitude every single day. Really, really hard worker and playing at a high level for us.
Last thing for you before we let you go. Any special message that you give the team for this one when you take the field?
Any special message?
Yeah.
I mean, those things are kind of tight in that locker room. You know, we deliver the right type of message, something that always fits us, that always hits you right between the eyes and in your heart, but undisclosed to the public and strictly for the Miami Hurricanes in that locker room.
All right, Coach. Happy Thanksgiving. Best of luck against Pittsburgh.
Appreciate you. Go Canes.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. Thank you for joining us, and go Canes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.